it's our morning show any time of the day when you want to hear it. Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
I had an impromptu trip to Costco with my son yesterday. Did not expect we were going to go there.
What?
Yeah,
I didn't expect it. You live there.
I know, but I didn't know it'd be back so soon. I said to Xander, I said, where do you want to go, man? Grocery store or Costco? He goes, Costco, Dad, because he knows he's getting a hot dog, so he wants to go to Costco. So we went there, and that is when I realized that they had my deodorant there, and I'm like, that's my vice. I feel that if I don't at least have two deodorants, brand new deodorants left in the cabinet at home, that somehow if I go under two, I'm going to run out.
Right.
And I won't have any. And then I'm going to smell.
And then
you'll
stink.
I'm going to smell like hot. I'm going to smell like the onions your brother Jeremy hates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's my worry.
Gross.
That's one. And toilet paper's the other thing.
Yeah. We
paper
know. Towels we still have toilet thing. Paper from 2020.
We busted open the pandemic toilet paper for the box. We got the off-brand scented toilet paper. We got that now. Yeah.
How's that
See,
smell?
I just don't worry about stuff like that. If I run out of toilet paper in the bathroom, I've got some little hand towels there. I'll just, you know.
Or you can just jump in the shower.
Yeah, jump in the shower.
Shower bidet.
I don't know. I don't worry about little things like that.
You don't? There's nothing, though, that you obviously, the animal's food at home. Don't you have a threshold you don't like to get? You feel nervous when you get under a certain amount of food left for the animals.
Well, that's always, like, that never gets...
Did the supply chain never affected the animals' food where it was hard to find certain things
no,
for animals?
Okay. It did not, thank goodness.
Yeah, I know. Garrett, What about you? What's something that you get nervous? If you're running low on something, you have to have it in abundance because you're nervous you're going to run out.
Well, this conversation sparked because I'm hoarding something in the studio.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's the sauce. It's the Chick-fil-A
sauce.
Are you really, honestly, I thought it was a goof. Are you really worried you're not going to have enough sauce?
If I have to eat a dry biscuit, I'm going to have a bad day. There better be Chick-fil-A sauce on that biscuit.
The issue is that every time we order Chick-fil-A, Garrett orders more Chick-fil-A
yeah,
sauce.
Yeah, extra.
So
right.
They just keep piling up because
yes.
Every time we order, and Chick-fil-A is so generous that they give like five sauces.
Yeah,
they do.
Per okay. Thank you for that, Chick-fil-A.
We have 21 of these things over here in our little cabinet. 21.
Weren't they,
I'm sure there's more. We'll poke around. I'm sure there's more around here.
When things were tough to find, like more tough than they are now, weren't they kind of narrowing it down to two sauces per person for a while?
Some places were doing that.
I mean, they usually do. Like, if you just buy one meal just for yourself, mm-hmm. then yeah, they usually only give you two sauces. But we order four meals in here, so they don't know who needs the Chick-fil-A sauce, so they just give us a handful of them.
Yeah.
But yes, as a normal person who orders one meal, yeah, you just only get two sauces.
I don't like to be wasteful.
Sometimes, abnormal Amanda, what is it that you need more of because you're afraid you might run out? There's got to be something for you.
I'm not weird like you guys with hoarding things.
Anything
that I run
thing.
Out of, I can just
go to the store and get it. And if I can't, I'll live without it.
Yeah, I'll live until it's back on the shelves.
Yeah.
Someone right now is, Garrett, going,
I'm not panicking.
Someone right now, Garrett, is like, oh, yeah, you're right. If I get low on this, I freak out. I got to have more. And they're like,
yeah.
I would like to know. This is a really good question that we need to know the answer to. What is the shelf life of any of the stuff that's prepackaged from fast food restaurants?
Right.
What's the shelf life of Chick-fil-A sauce?
Yeah, if you work for Chick-fil-A, like, you have to know.
Yeah.
Because they got to throw them out eventually.
Exactly. How long
can y'all keep them before?
Keep this?
I'm going to take sauce calls, and I want to take, in addition to that, the, I'm with y'all. I gotta hoard this because I'm worried I'm gonna run out. Or okay, you don't like that word, that's fine. I've gotta have more of this because I'm worried I'm gonna run out.
Our show anytime you're ready. Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
Brittany, good morning. Brittany, you work for Chick-fil-A, so you've got the official word on the sauces. I'm sorry, no, Brittany, you do not work for Chick-fil-A. That's Laura. Brittany, good morning. What is it that you are hoarding in abundance because you're afraid you're gonna run out?
Hi, so I kinda do both. So I had a Polynesian obsession for a while, but I feel like the Polynesian sauce always seemed to explode in my purse. So
yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah, so the Chick-fil-A sauce never did, but the Polynesian sauce did. So I had to stop that. My husband told me that was enough. But I always have multiple bags of shredded cheddar cheese in my fridge. Like, I never run out of cheese.
I respect that.
I mean, it's good on everything.
It's important.
I get it.
And Brittany, I'm with you on the Polynesian sauce. For some reason, that's the sauce we love the most. And the tops to that sauce, the tops always fall off. They just do.
Yeah.
They're in our drawer, and after a couple months, the tops become loose, and you go to grab one, your finger goes through the top. And then, yeah.
It's the messiest sauce.
Yes. It's always the sauce that's going to stain the worst that explodes on you.
That's nasty.
Nothing worse than having to explain a sauce stain. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you and your cheese obsession.
We've had several people send us messages, and they told us on the phone that, hey, you can buy that in a bottle. We know that, but here's the thing. It has to be refrigerated after it's open. Mm-hmm. We don't have a refrigerator in the studio. We'd have to go down to the kitchen, and then somebody else here is going to eat it.
I'll steal it.
Yeah. Yep.
All of the food that we eat in here has been salted like they did on transatlantic voyages in the 1800s, so that's how we have to keep it.
I'm not trusting any kind of bottle of anything in the fridge here because somebody might spit in it.
Or worse. Laura, good morning. You are, and it's our pleasure to speak to you, you are a Chick-fil-A employee, and you've got the definitive on how long the sauces last.
Yes. I've been with Chick-fil-A for 18 and a half years.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I think our boxes that are on the shelf right now expire in, like, February of 23. So not a horribly long shelf life, but definitely long enough that you would be able to use it.
Well, so I'm going to guess some of those sauces are definitely expired.
I think that some of these might be from 21.
Garrett, I think we need to toss all of them.
No, not all. No, well, some of those are brand new.
But we don't know which ones are brand new ones.
No, that's not fair.
We're
going to
have to start over, and based off of Laura's assumption, we're going to have to get from now until February.
Come on.
Those are the new ones.
Laura, thank you for calling. This is like the episode of Hoarders where they go and like, we're going
to
clean. Yes.
Can I share something else?
Of course.
Real fast?
Yeah, of course.
So my brother loves our barbecue sauce, and I took an old ketchup bottle and opened all of the barbecue sauces and placed them in there. And we kept it in our fridge, and it was a real fun trick to play on everybody saying, oh, yeah, that's ketchup. Actually, no, it's Chick-fil-A barbecue.
That's incredible.
But I heard you guys say you didn't have a fridge. But it's definitely like I did it and left it out on the counter for a while. My brother said, no, I want it cold, so we put it in the fridge. Because our sauces are not in the cooler, so they're always at room temp. So
they're fine to leave out?
But even the ones at the grocery store? Right.
Even the ones that you buy, like the big Chick-fil-A, you can leave it out? Oh, okay.
All right.
Cool. I mean, I don't see a problem with it. Like, I mean, because if you think about it, when you go to a catering event, they have the sauces out. It's out for a few hours. I don't know. Maybe like after a while.
Well, but Chick-fil-A sauce has eggs in it. So that's why I was just kind of.
Oh, true. You're right.
No worries. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Y'all have a good day.
Thanks,
you too, Laura. Take care. Bye-bye.
Our pleasure.
Exactly. Ashley, welcome. What are you hanging on to in abundance? What are you getting in triplicate? Because you never want to run out.
Mine is Batiste dry shampoo for dark hair.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you find yourself in a situation where you run out of water?
Do you know what dry shampoo is for?
No.
I thought you
used dry shampoo when you didn't have any water if you're out camping and this is what you use in your hair to kind of just like de-scuzz your hair, right? It's the powder.
You're like halfway right.
Sort of, kind of. The best time to use dry shampoo is when your hair is clean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it gives you volume,
which you would know nothing about.
Tell me you're bald without saying you're bald. Power. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you, and I'm sorry. Hey, listen, if I haven't said it lately, I'm sorry I'm a moron. Caitlin, hi.
So my family, what we do is we have a jar of mayonnaise in the pantry because I don't know about you guys, but I personally don't want to have a sandwich without mayonnaise because it just, it's dry.
Yep.
Right.
And we always have an extra thing of mayonnaise in our pantry at all times just in case we run out.
I get it. Are y'all a Duke's mayonnaise household?
We are.
Okay, good.
Mayonnaise household.
Good.
I'm going to be run out of the state when I tell you we're a Miracle Whip house.
Miracle Whip.
I like Miracle Whip, but it's not mayonnaise. It's a different thing entirely. Yeah. That's not mayonnaise.
I know.
It's like a dressing almost.
We prefer the tangy zip
of Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry. I just did a commercial.
Well, you got to have some kind of tanginess going on in that house.
Tracy.
Good morning.
Tracy, save me. What is it you're afraid you're going to run out of?
I am big on the toilet paper and paper towels.
Yes.
Yep.
When I get down to about four rolls of paper towels and maybe one or two packs of toilet paper, then I'm restocking. but also on your sauces, Little Caesars has a buffalo ranch dipping sauce.
Ooh.
And I just go by Little Caesars just to stock up on those because I love them with, you know, chicken nuggets, pizza, really anything.
Can you just walk into Little Caesars and get the sauce without buying a pizza?
Yeah, my husband likes to stay stocked up on their garlic butter, and I stay stocked up on the ranch buffalo.
That's genius,
Tracy. Okay. When you're having food with the sauce and there's too much sauce and too little food, will you drink what's left?
I've been known to.
Yeah. Thank you. You're the best. Appreciate you.
That's a Kincaid normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He likes to take shots of salad dressing.
Yeah.
Only if we're out of straws, Amanda.
It's our morning show. Any time of the day when you want to hear it. Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.